Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Colleen is with us.
I'm here.
Yay.
It's fitting because it's our 21st episode.
Yeah.
And it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it Cinco de Mayo?
Feliz el Cinco de Mayo. Mm.
Which is not actually any kind of holiday.
No, not really. But we made it into one. Why not?
Yeah, somebody made it into one. So I mean.
So was yesterday. Yesterday was Star Wars Day, May the 4th.
Yes, yes.
How long has that been around? Just like in the last few years of social media?
I think it got more popular.
I think it's been around for a while, though.
Okay. I'm choking.
Don't die. That would be bad podcasting.
Yeah. Or really good podcasting. Yeah.
That's true. We have the last performance ever of Colleen. She dies on the air.
On the air.
Her farewell performance.
Her farewell.
Well, you are the queen of podcasting. It would only be fitting.
No, I'm not. you guys are recording this, right? I didn't have to do anything?
No, you don't have to do anything.
Okay, spectacular. I never remember.
Just be your delightful self.
Be careful what you wish for.
Apparently for May the 4th at Disney Hollywood Studios, they had Star Wars. They did a whole Star Wars kind of day and had Star Wars themed fireworks.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Set to the music, I believe.
That is neato.
Since they own them.
Apparently,
they can do that now.
In Los Angeles, it was declared in 2007. Oh, no, sorry. They declared May 25th Star Wars Day. That's a whole other thing.
Wow. Yeah. May 25th. Was that day it came out or something?
Yes.
Probably the release day. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like that whole Jesus wasn't really born on the 25th of December thing.
If they had thought about it, they would have released it on May the 4th.
They really. I guess they, it was too.
But I guess they didn't think of that back then.
Think of that, yeah.
Yeah. You would have had to be able to see the future at that point. I almost
good
coughed
time.
The mic. Sorry
now
about
you're
that.
Choking.
Yeah, I'm a little dry from the pollen this year, and it's like crazy dry out.
Oh, pollen season. Oh,
I know, it's wonderful, but the weather's been good, so I can't complain. But so apparently everybody's running 10Ks now.
No, yes. I'm not.
We have had shitty weather here. So
oh, really?
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, no, it's been absolutely perfect. It's unreal.
It's the word on the street.
Same here, actually. It must be a coastal thing.
I think so, because everybody else is getting crap.
Wait, I'm on the coast. That.
Yeah, I'm closer, though. Slightly.
That's true. Slightly I'm two closer. Hours in. I forget.
I'm an hour in, so I'm much closer to the coast.
Too short.
There you go.
That's right. You guys are only 2 hours from Wilmington area.
Yeah. But about that 10K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who's running and why? Why?
I want to know how Rob is running a 10K.
Because I told him to.
Pretty much.
Well, then can't you do the zombie run?
Remember? I've done that. That's a 5K.
Oh, well, that's right. That's right.
But you know what? It's not I'm not going to. I can do it. I'm not gonna do it as quickly as some other people.
Can you rent a Segway?
Oh, yeah, I could do a 10K in a golf cart.
Also, I mean, I have 6 months to train, right? So it's something to work towards.
Are you going to be using any apps for that?
You have 5 months, by the way.
Well, whatever. Oh shit! No, I can't do it.
Forget it. It's over.
But actually, just starting using this app called Runkeeper.
The Runkeeper app.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool.
And it's free, right?
And it's free, yeah. And
does it nag on you if you lay on the couch too long?
Actually, it does, if you if you run one day and then at the same time another day, it'd be like, oh, like, why don't you run? Like, you thought it was a good idea the other day, or, you know, it says something to you.
That's a pretty good feature.
Reminds you. Yeah, it's cool. It uses GPS to, like, track your route and how fast you're going and stats and everything. So it's really quite cool. And I link it to my Fitbit account and a couple other accounts. So it all kind of feeds in together, give you like an overall look at your health slash fitness. So
that's really good.
Yeah.
And it helps to keep your flower at full mast.
Exactly. Awesome. My flower is going to be busting out after that day.
Wow.
Oh my.
That's going to be quite a run that day then.
It will be. But I mean, I'm excited because there's a lot of people coming out for it. It's also my birthday weekend, and it's also New York Comic Con weekend.
Yeah, everything. It's a massive confluence of events that weekend.
My sisters, both of my sisters and my dad are going to be running it as well.
Oh, cool.
So awesome. It's a family affair for the McAllisters. Yeah. I guess McAllister Glatfelters. So good times.
And we have Illyrio coming and John coming and
Dave and I might.
Ooh.
We would probably not go to the con just because we've never been to New York, and it'd be nice to spend our days seeing New York.
That's true. If you're going to go to New York, you don't want to spend it all
in a convention center. Yeah. Like, maybe we may go to the con like one day.
Yeah, go one day.
Oh, yeah, go check it out. Yeah.
And then just spend our time hanging out with everybody when it's hanging out with everybody time, and other than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
we just got to get Mike to go.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
It all depends, yeah. I'm trying to get down to Disney for Food and Wine around that time.
Yeah, but we're way better and more important.
We can get you Food and Wine over here, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, that you can, yes.
We'll fix that up.
I don't know if you know this, but they have those.
They have food and do they?
They have both of those things.
Wow. Here. Well, maybe I will then. I mean, it's not like something I have to plan.
I
kind of just go.
So close, yeah.
I know, I'm so jealous.
If you don't want to go to the con, you can show me and Dave around New York.
Sure.
So we don't get lost in London.
We can go eat vegan food.
No.
I don't know if we would go to the con just because of cost-wise to get up there and all that stuff. But we would definitely, and because it's a family event, so we'll probably do family things. But if I have to, you know, decide between hanging out with everybody in the evening hours or like hanging out with my family. If it's like family during the day and not the con during the day, so we can hang out with everybody at night. That's right.
And well, everyone do their thing during the
day. No, am I too loud? I hear myself echoing.
Nope. I have no echo here.
Okay. So I'm just special.
Yes. Michaela was echoing earlier.
Yeah. I had a really bad
but
echo.
Not for
but
me,
only on my end.
But only on her end also. Might be a Skype thing.
Yeah. Cool.
Damn you, Skype.
And we love you.
Really, New York Comic Con isn't really expensive, actually.
No, it's only, I think, $65 for 3 day.
That's for the 3 day, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember my first year in regular Comic Con, and it was $55. And then it was $75.
Back in the day.
And then it was $150 or whatever it is now.
Yeah,
then it was $150. Then it was $150, and then it was $175.
They might as well make it $250 and try and weed people out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But if you're interested in New York Comic Con, the 3 day tickets actually go on sale May 15th at noon Eastern time. Oh. So,
does New York Comic Con usually sell out?
You know what? I didn't get to go last year, so I'm not sure how it's doing.
I think the past 2 years it did, or pretty close to it, didn't it? But not like the same.
Like, yeah. It's not like you have to go on there like the minute they go on sale.
I'm pretty sure
if you buy them like that week, you're okay.
Yeah,
I think it happened over like the course of like 2 months. They sold out or something.
Yeah, like so. Just don't wait. Like if you're gonna go, just get them, you know, at your leisure as soon as you can. But definitely, you're probably not gonna be able to get them at the door.
And the single
used to be able to.
Yeah, the single ones tend to hang around. Like,
single ones.
Sometimes you can even. Well, last year I think they sold out maybe like August-ish around that time last year because I remember seeing the email from it. But yeah.
Well, regardless, don't wait until October to go in October. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Yeah.
Can you promise good weather in October in New York?
No.
Eh.
Damn.
It will be jacket weather, but it won't be. It can be hot.
Actually, it can be pretty warm.
I mean, it might. You know, everything seems to be like late this year. Like spring is barely here. I feel like everything's like delayed. So maybe in October it'll still be pretty warm.
That would be nice.
I hope so. But this 10K is going to be awesome because it's part of the rock and roll. What is it called? Rock and Roll Run or something?
It's a rock and roll marathon series, and it's Yeah, so I think they play, like, they have, like, DJs and stuff along the course, like pumping music out and stuff.
Yes, so cool. There's bands, actually, along the course.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I actually recently saw this being promoted in Cosmo, of all places, which I just thought was hilarious. But, I don't know, the whole thing is just, it sounds really cool, It wasn't super expensive to register if you registered by April 30th. And for that, I feel like it was kind of worth the stuff that you get is in your like little packet stuff seemed worth the $40 that it was to sign up. Mm-hmm. It's $55 now, though. I don't know if it's $55 cool, but I would still say do it because everybody else is going to do it. And we are $55 cool. I personally, totally. I am personally $55 cool.
I'd go as high as 57, maybe.
Yeah, I know. If I was going to put a price tag on me.
Yeah, so lots of our friends are going to be there, too.
It's going to be awesome. You're going to meet my parents, if you really want to.
They're cool, too.
Yeah, Rob's met my parents.
Awesome. Yeah.
Who has met my parents? You've met my parents. Colkey's met my parents. Boston's met my parents. Is that it? Just you three?
Maybe.
Ralph and his wife Stevie have met my parents.
Oh, right.
Interesting.
Well, it's time to get them out and about a little bit more.
I know.
Like.
It's time for everybody to come meet my parents. The moral of the story.
The moral of the story.
And celebrate Rob's birthday.
Yeah.
Rob's birthday.
So that would be, we would have a celebration, obviously. You know, and then that we could plan that would be like Rob's party, and then we could make sure we're all together. Right?
Oh. I can't plan that, but.
No, you're not going to be expected to plan that, I don't think.
That would be.
It'd be very pretentious of me to plan that.
That would be a bit pretentious.
Yeah.
It would be like Big Honkin' Steve wearing a Big Honkin' Steve shirt.
Okay. What? No.
I'm cracking open the champagne here to celebrate our 21st birthday. Just so you
Know. Isn't it like.
Isn't
6
it like
o'clock?
8:30 in the morning?
Hey, if I put orange juice in it, it's a mimosa. So, good point.
Ah, she's making mimosas.
Oh, right. Well, there you go. That's
I'm
that's
just
it.
Not having the orange juice because it's a good champagne. Why
not a mimosa, hold the orange juice.
Yeah, no orange juice. Right.
That's how real girls do it. Cheers.
Spectacular.
Oh.
Okay, so speaking of food and wine, Mike, you're going to go and eat some burgers today, I understand?
Yes.
In a serious way.
I'm going to the Burger Brawl in South Philly.
What the fuck is that?
Which last year Bobby Flay won.
Awesome.
It is, let's see, how many... I don't know, like 20-some restaurants in the city get together and, you know, they make burgers, and it's a big contest to see who has the best burger.
That's awesome. So, okay, how do these things always work? Because I always think of going to these things, but
I don't
do you
know.
Get, like, a little piece of burger on a plate?
I don't know. I've never gone.
So, or do they make sliders?
I'll let you know later. Yeah, I think they're smaller burgers they're making, you know, but it was like $80, but you can, you know, get a burger from, God, it's got to be at least 20 places, and... free drinks and stuff too.
So they weren't free. You paid $80 for them.
Well, you know what I mean. $80. I mean, relative. $80 is not really that much.
No, it's not.
You know, so you know, you got places, all kinds of different places. But Bobby Flay's place is in there again. I'm not sure if he'll be there or not, but apparently he was there previously.
Oh.
So, but it raises money for computer labs in city schools. So.
Oh, that's a cool thing.
Too, yeah.
Cool.
When we went to Vegas the first time, Dave and I, we went to Bobby Flay's, and I made a wrong menu choice, and he made a right menu choice, and he had a burger, and he really enjoyed it. He wanted to go back
now
really bad.
Now you guys are making me hungry. Thanks, jerks.
Well, apparently this is only the second or third year of it. Sorry. So,
you'll have to report back.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm interested. I guess it's outside, so and it's perfect out today, so that's a positive.
So watching your Instagram should make us very hungry.
Yes. Yes, yes, it should.
Yeah. So I've never been to one of those things. I always think of going like to the food and wine things and stuff. And I always, you look at the picture online and there's like hundreds of people and you think, ooh, I don't like my food that undignified. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's, I think there's like 700 tickets to this event, so it's not like it's,
yeah.
I mean, it's crowded, but it is outside and there is like 25 things to choose from, so it's not, you know, it shouldn't be super crazy. Yeah, it goes on for like 3 hours, so.
20 burgers, 3 hours, can he do it?
That's awesome.
And I haven't eaten, all I had was a little bit of cereal this morning, so I'm building up an appetite.
That's good.
And I'll probably just walk home from there.
Roll home.
I'll take the 10-mile walk home or 15-mile walk home over the bridge. Because I'll be a mess, I'm sure.
Just find you in a corner with the meat sweats.
Yeah, yeah. Well, usually on Sunday, we there's a couple little bars we go to in the city. So they'll all be in one place this time.
That's awesome.
Basically is what's going on.
Are you going with friends? With Renee?
Just Renee and I.
Okay.
Yeah, we bought tickets. We saw it because I follow a lot of the city food blog or Philly food blogs and stuff.
Right.
And it popped up. So I was like, oh, cool. Let's go to this.
Awesome.
And that's a reason. I mean, $80 a person. I mean, you know, for,
right.
for, like,
for a lot of.
Burgers,
yeah, yeah. For like an extreme amount of food and beer is not bad.
Well, what you need to do is make sure that you actually eat $80 worth of burgers.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's
eat a big
possible.
Burger?
I don't know. How much would I have to freaking eat? Well, some of these places are, like, Capital Grill is pretty expensive. So, like, I had a slider from Capital. I was in, I went to an arts festival with Connor, like, a couple weeks ago. And they had little tenderloin sliders out front of the Capital Grill. And they were, like, $5 for a tiny little slider.
Right.
And when I say tiny, I mean, like, you know, like 2 inches across.
Yeah. The place we go to, they have, like, Kobe beef burgers. And they're on special for 19-something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can buy a burger for $20.
So all I have to do is eat 4 burgers.
There you go.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
You can handle it. Get rid of the bun. That's the cool
thing. Yeah, that's the thing. The rolls will fill you up. That's the problem.
Yeah. Don't waste your stomach space on the rolls.
On the rolls, yeah.
You got to have a plan here, Mike. Bacon, cheese, beef, and beer. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. The beers fill you up. And I drink, like, I like stouts and stuff, so they fill you up faster.
Right.
Yeah. But they're tasty.
Right.
So it's a double-edged sword, you know.
So you're probably not going to be eating until Wednesday at this point.
Yeah, I'll probably eat Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. Either that or I will lay down on the street somewhere.
And wake up on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you can, like, store like food in your stomach for a few days
and sit, yeah,
like just eat a lot and like you'll be good for a few days, like you just store it there and like,
like
or like in your cheeks like a chipmunk.
Like a squirrel, like a chipmunk or a squirrel or whatever.
I'm gonna save this for later.
I remember how that it was called having braces.
Yeah, a couple days later, oh, cheeseburger.
I remember eating that.
Ooh, that was delicious.
Yikes. And gross. Anyway.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a glutton today, so there we go.
That sounds fun.
Take pictures.
I was a glutton all week, so I can't judge. Oh, my God. So we had anniversary weekend last weekend.
Oh, yeah. You've been crazy eating out.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting. I feel so gross. Because last weekend we had anniversary weekend. So we went out to dinner on Saturday. We used a Groupon that expired that day. So we had to go. It was like this hibachi place that we tried out to do something different. And then Sunday we went to this vineyard, and then on the way home we decided to eat out at a local place. And it turns out when you don't drink when you eat out, it is so cheap.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's way cheaper. It is way cheaper eating out and not drinking.
Yes, which we learned last weekend. Last Sunday. Monday was our actual anniversary, the 29th. So we went to, we used a gift card to this really fancy restaurant that Cliff had gotten a gift card from his old job, and it's like a date place, so needless to say, he never used the gift card.
He didn't smack a girl with a bottle of water and drag her there?
No, so when he moved to California, we inherited this gift card. He was like, I'm never going to come back here and use this. So we used the gift. We had part of our dinner was on Cliff. Actually, it was $50 on the gift card, and that was our drinks. Because I accidentally had 4 drinks.
Accidentally.
Well, because we each had 2 drinks, and then it was dessert time. And I'm like, you know something? I'm not a big dessert person. So I was like, you know something? I don't want cheesecake. I would rather use my calories on another martini. So I ordered a 3rd one. But then because I had made the reservation through Open Table and noted that it was our anniversary, as they gave me my 3rd drink, they came over with a bottle of champagne, a little mini bottle. So I was like, shit. So then I double fisted the last 2 drinks. And then
put the little bottle of champagne in your purse.
Well, they opened it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done that. So Jay was driving, so he was like, I'm not having a 3rd drink. So I ended up having the second half of his champagne. So technically, I guess I had 4.5 drinks by mistake.
That's so
yeah, so the next morning was not as fun as I had intended. And I was so swollen. My fingers were so bloated from all the salt in the martinis on Tuesday morning that I couldn't. I had to put my rings on 1 at a time, and I was, like, negotiating with my fingers to, like, put them on. Oh, so bad. And generally, my rings are big on me, but, you know, they slide on and off super easily. So it was interesting. And then I'm trying to think. So then Tuesday, I didn't eat out. Wednesday, we took Jay's mom out for her birthday. Thursday, we went to Ruby Tuesdays because Jay's grandma was in town. Friday, we went to Cracker Barrel because we went to the town where Jay's sister goes to college. And then yesterday we ate it again for her actual graduation. And now today I am not eating until Wednesday. I'm joining Mike in a I'm too full to eat till Wednesday strike.
Celery sticks and water.
Ugh, God.
Yeah. Dave and I were like that this weekend. We ate stuff we shouldn't have and lots of it. And by the end of the day yesterday, we were actually having trouble breathing.
Oh my God.
We were like, that, yeah. A, time to lose some serious weight. And B, stop eating so much.
That happens to me like every Sunday. We'll go out and we go to this one bar and they have great food, but, you know, it's comfort food, so it's incredibly heavy. Right. Because apparently heavy equals comfort. I don't know.
It makes you sleep.
Yeah, that's what it does. But it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
But then I realize after I'm like, about to get up, I'm like, oh my God, I can barely move. How do I eat this much every time I come here?
I remember one time Dave and I went to this, it was called Beer Barbecue and Blues, and it was a world champion barbecue guy, a smoker guy, which we're not really huge fans of smoked food, but, and a local local brewery that made their own, made beer, Weather Slates Brewery, hello. And only had one sip of the champagne, I promise. And Dave said he'd never felt so sick in his entire life. He was full that he was uncomfortable in the car getting home.
Wow.
Yeah. So gluttony, we know it. It's our friend. Gluttony, you can have it too.
Not just for Americans.
No, apparently not.
That's right. Apparently not. So I talked last time about that I was going to go to Fan Expo with Dave and my friend Blaine, and we went. And it was okay. It was the second year of the con, so it had like the typical stuff there, you know, all the boxes and boxes of comic books, and the brown coats were there, and they had the DeLorean, and they had some makeup studio who was doing Hulk makeup, which was actually kind of cool. But I spent some time on Artist Alley, and that was the most interesting part for me because I'm not creative that way, as I'm not an artist, and I was really interested. It was a lot of fun to watch, you know, people who can do something I can't do. So I enjoyed that. The Tower of T-shirts was there, of course. You had all the standards, and yeah, it was good, you know. We didn't go to any panels or anything because there wasn't really anything. It's a bit disappointing when, you know, you have Fan Expo in Vancouver and you have so many good shows here and they're just not represented. Like Arrow, Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah. Nobody. You would think with all those shows being right there, they would get a little spillover.
Supernatural. I mean, the guy who plays Arrow lives in Vancouver. So what's the problem? But I don't know if he wasn't invited. John Barrowman was here, for God's sake, and they didn't. I invited him. It's like, oh, you're in town. Come to Fan Expo. I did the same to Will Wheaton. I'm like, oh, you're in Vancouver. Come to Fan Expo. You know? So I think that the problem may be that Fan Expo is run by an organization out of Toronto, or as they call it, the center of the universe. And they call the Toronto Fan Expo Fan Expo Canada. And then they call all the other fan expos by the city that they're in. So that should tell you where the focus is. It's not on Vancouver. But I'm really hoping that they step their game up next year, and I will buy a ticket again because I think it's important to support things when they're starting.
You'd think Vancouver would be the main one because, like, that's where, like, half the TV shows are filmed.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Nathan Fillion went to the Calgary show. I mean, he's from there. But they have all these really – Stan Lee was at ours, which was really awesome. But apart from that, there was, you know, Michael Rooker was there, which was cool. And he was being really awesome with fans. But, you know, you had, like, I don't even know, like Spike and Drusilla were there.
Oh, cool.
Which I guess is kind of cool, but, you know, that's what they do now.
Yeah, that is pretty much what he does now.
Yeah.
There's actually, I think, Philly Comic Con's in June. And there's a whole package where you can, like, spend an entire day with them doing different stuff.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, like Nichelle Nichols was there. You expect that she would be, of course. She looks beautiful, by the way. She looks fantastic. So, Lieutenant Uhura, for any of you out there that don't know. Mm. I think I'm the only Star Trek fan around.
No, I'm a Star Trek fan.
Okay, good. So it was fun, and I'll go again next time.
So, cool.
There you go. Vancouver Fan Expo. And another thing that about it I don't understand is... they hold it in April when the weather's not the best here. And I think that it would make more sense to hold it in the summer when you have, you can showcase Vancouver because it's right on the waterfront. It's held at Canada Place, and which is a really nice venue, and which is like right where the cruise ships dock and everything. So I don't really understand why they don't have it at a time that would make more sense to showcase the city. And when people might actually want to come here.
Well, Vancouver is nice. I mean, I can see what.
But oh, yeah, it's beautiful, but wouldn't you rather be here in the sun than in the rain?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I thought it always rained.
No. In fact, no.
According to The Killing, it always rains in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay, oh, one more thing. I've been robbed.
Uh-oh.
I want to know the date of release of this app. There is an app out there called Chatterbox, and it asks you questions to start conversations.
Really?
Yes.
I think they're ripping off Michaela's questions.
I think they did.
I think they are.
Yeah. And since they did that, I am going to steal some of their questions and use them for Michaela's questions. So fuck you.
Oh, I'm excited.
Nice.
So there you go. Chatterbox app. Don't look at it or else you'll know that Michaela's got questions for the next round. There you go. Anyway, anybody else got anything they want to chitty chat about?
I don't think so.
Chippy chomp chomp.
I might be doing a new podcast.
Ooh.
Not really. This is,
Oh, God, yeah.
Nice tease.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been following the Twitters or not, but, Shut Up Tim and I have tentative plans to do a Survivor podcast called The Bribe.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you how much Survivor. Fun I'm having fake planning The Bribe. I'm not kidding. Like, I've been having – it's actually gotten me on Twitter, which I am never on Twitter anymore.
I'll have to say I do not watch Survivor, but I would listen to that.
To The Bribe? Yeah. Yes, I would.
I would listen to The Bribe.
Well, it's a Burviver podcast, right? Is that what it was? The Bribe, a Burviver podcast, I think was what it was called.
Yes. The Bribe. Cheaters. No, our motto is The Bribe. Cheaters welcome. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
Oh, good job. But I must say that this whole fake planning of it has really, really, really given me something to do on my during my days.
Filled the downtime nicely.
Not that I even have downtime anymore. I've actually stayed at work late a couple of days by a few minutes because I've realized that I've been awful at paying attention earlier this week. Oh, good times. So anyway, yeah. Shout out to my bride mate. We're trying to decide, do we want to be bride mates or bribers? But does bribers sound too much like believers?
Like believers.
Yeah.
That's where I went.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
My mind went straight to believer when you said that. Like,
I know.
Mikey,
that was like the time I was in Walmart trying on cardigans, and I tried on a cardigan that was kind of Walmart blue, but I wasn't really sure. And I put it on, and a woman said, "Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me?" And I went, "No, I can't, but you just answered a really good question about this sweater."
No, but you can help me. And you just did.
All right. More champagne. Let's see if we can get me drunk before 10 a.m.
Sounds good. All right. So you saw Iron Man 3, Rob?
Yes. Did anyone else see it?
No, I don't want to be spoiled. Should I take the headphones off for
a minute? I'm not going to spoil anything.
No, I didn't see it. I tried watching Iron Man 1 and didn't even get through it. So.
Well, I like Iron Man 1.
Iron Man 1 is great. All right, so don't watch this one.
That was just this weekend.
It, I did enjoy it. Okay, so I guess it's just me on this one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed it a lot. I mean, it's surprisingly funny.
Surprisingly funny. The last two were funny.
No, but like it's like it gets almost to like farce level. But in a good way. I enjoyed it. But it's a really good balance, I think, of humor and action. And without spoiling anything, like it's really this movie's really is about Tony Stark, the man. Not to say that there's not plenty of Iron Man action, but like it's really about Tony Stark, which I really liked. I dug. I'll say the one thing I did not like in the movie is the way they handled the Mandarin, but that's all I'll say about that.
Luckily, I have no idea who the Mandarin is, so cool.
I go back and forth. Like in one way, it was kind of clever and fun, but the other way, it could have been. I can't help but wonder how it could have been. You know, it could have been really cool.
What are you, Sex in the City? I couldn't help but wonder.
Could have been so beautiful. Could have been so right.
That's Rob's inner monologue.
Absolutely.
So my feeling is it's. Kind
I'm going
to
mute my mic now so Rob can get a word in edgewise. Sorry.
I feel like it's pretty close to par with Iron Man 1, but Iron Man 1 still is, like, I think, inches to the top for me. Just because, I don't know, it was just...
Really? I have to unmute for a second. Was it inches from the top?
Inches yeah. from the top.
But I liked Iron Man 3 better than the second one. But okay, I have to go on like a mini rant for a minute because I mean, in general, Iron Man 3 has got, good reviews, but I couldn't help but notice a pocket of people that were just like completely just like, I guess missing the point and just, they just like hated it, you know? And it's like, I can't understand for the life of me how you couldn't just have fun with this movie, you know? It's like, I feel like people, like, if it's not exactly what they want, they feel like it's a bad movie. And their opinion is fact, just so you know. Like, you know, it's not
well,
just...
Well, I know mine always is.
But, I mean, people just... I find people... Sometimes they're just really too nitpicky on movies. Do you ever notice that or, like, think that? Like, I just feel like people get too, like, overly critical of something.
I think
absolutely.
Yeah. It happens especially, blockbusters.
Yeah, right. Or, I mean, and this is a freaking comic book movie. Like, don't ask, like, oh, well, why didn't you just do that? Just shut up. I mean, like, really?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like if there wasn't a plot device, there wouldn't be a story.
Right.
You know, there has to be.
You know,
that's like, kind of like how I feel when everybody complains about The Following.
Following.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I just really annoy me. Some people just, I think they just missed the point of what it's supposed to be. Just sit down and enjoy it. Like, it was funny, you know. It had some great action sequences. Like, it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. I saw it twice actually, and I enjoyed it both times very much. So
nice. How come you saw it twice? Just because you enjoyed it so much, or you went with friends?
I just went in different groups of people. I got asked to see it again. I was like, why not? So, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was well done. Like, it's obviously going to be separate from the Avengers, although they still acknowledge what happened, you know? So, but obviously, like, the Avengers aren't going to come in, you know, every single freaking time.
And save the day.
Yeah, I mean, it worked. I liked it a lot. So people need to be less serious about, you know, superhero movies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm eating a corn muffin. Speaking of the Avengers, they were out within reach. So speaking of the Avengers, did you guys see the pictures?
Oh, sorry. Please eat a corn muffin the entire time.
Yes.
Fuck you guys.
Keep it in your mouth, please.
Listen, I'm also watching my cat attack a plastic bag in front of me. Man. Like, she is, like, straddling this shit like it's a fucking animal or something. This is weird. All sorts of stuff going on right now. So anyway, did you guys see the pictures of Scarlett Johansson in Black Widow costume filming Thor scenes?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I will have to look that
up. I think it was on Crazy Days and Nights. Oh, it was really? Either that or delisted.
Oh. See, a lot of times on Crazy Days and Nights, I only look at the blind
items. Fair enough.
I've been doing one thing for the last week and a half. I don't go on the internet during week and a half of month end, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Too much paper.
I kind of missed the internet for the whole month of January and February.
For 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I'm trying to find these pictures right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, if someone finds them, send it to me, because I did a quick search.
Put them in the group.
Oh, yeah. I see it. Yeah, she's standing next to Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's cool. I like her to be part of. They should throw Hawkeye in one of the movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
Who, Alan Alda?
No.
Now, wait. No. Is Chris Hemsworth the one that, what's her name is with?
No, that's Liam.
Oh, okay, that's his brother, right? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Are they still together? I thought they weren't together anymore.
I don't know.
They are.
I think he's waiting for his birthday.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. Rumors are he was only with her because she promised him a threesome for his birthday. Wow. She's just being Miley, guys.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, Hannah Montana.
Oh.
Now, when I saw Rob's mini movie rant, I thought you were going to rant about the Adam movie, and I was like, well,
what Adam movie?
They made a movie out of Adams.
Oh, no.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
That's
cool.
Pretty cool, though.
Wait,
isn't it?
I still have no idea what you're talking about.
It's the world's smallest movie. It was actually, they animated
Like, atoms. They manipulated atoms?
Yeah.
Like, to make a stop-motion movie?
Actual atoms.
Out of actual atoms? Oh, as I in the particle? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was cool. The world's smallest movie, yeah.
Yeah, it's neat. I like that science-y shit.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Good thing you're here, because you know my science-y shit that was, like, a year late. So.
I like that.
Like, Google Now. I love Google Now.
Oh, welcome to the party.
Yeah, I tried it out. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Google Now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's that?
It's very cool. Rob can tell you.
Well, it's been on Android phones for a while, and they just released an app for iPhone.
Yeah, it's within the Google Search app.
Right. So it's you know, sandbox into the app, but basically, like, it kind of learns. It's kind of creepy, so don't get creeped out. But like, it kind of learns and knows what info you might want to know about, and it'll like throw up these cards.
Sort of how like when you go into Amazon, and then all of a sudden, what you were just searching pops up in everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. Mine knows to look for weather, directions, and the closest liquor store.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a flight coming up, like, it'll automatically, like, you know, have your flight info, like, easily available. If you follow a sports team, every time there's a game, it'll come up with the score and stuff. So it kind of just, it's supposed to, like, know the info that you want to know and have it ready for you when you want to know it. So
is this the stuff that, like, Kolke was talking about one day?
That's Access, I think. Yahoo Access, I think.
Because weren't you guys having a discussion about that at some point?
Maybe. We might have talked about it.
Yeah, on the Facebook, on all Facebook group, not on. No?
I'm not sure.
We talk about a lot of stuff.
Wow.
In a lot of places.
But, I mean, it's something that, like, on Android phones, it's, like, built into the OS, so it's it's not, you know, just an app. It's not even an app, actually, so.
It's just part of the system.
But it's cool that they kind of gave, you know, iOS users a taste of it.
It's cool. Really cool. And it's very like cool. The microphone in the Google app is amazing, because Siri and I, we do not speak the same language. I do not know why.
Siri doesn't understand anything.
But this thing, it understands me in a crowded restaurant. It understands. It's really good.
It's way better for, like, speech recognition and like, yeah. Oh, right. So you can do that too now. You can kind of use it almost as a Siri type thing.
Yes, I can. And I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Because I say things like, where is the closest liquor store? And she says, there are 3 liquor stores within your local area. And then she shows them to me on a map.
Yeah. I think she sounds a lot more natural too.
Yes. She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get it. If you don't have it, get it.
It's very cool.
Thank you, Illyrio, for turning me on to it. Thank you very much.
And if you really like it, you might want to consider getting Android.
Or not.
Or not.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
I just like talking to it and it talking back to me and understanding what the hell I'm saying. That is a bonus for me.
Yeah.
Oh, and it gives you turn-by-turn directions, which is really, I mean, I'm going to use it anyway. I don't care. I have a GPS. I'm going to use the Google now just for fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Maps gives you a turn-by-turn. Anyway.
It's fun to talk to it.
It is. It's my new bestest friend.
Wow.
I asked it if it loved me, and it's made some kind of funny reference. So it does have things in there. See? Yeah.
See, I never find those things. Even when I use Siri, I don't use it. I'm just setting a reminder or something like that. It's not anything.
Oh, Jay uses Siri all the time.
Really? Maybe it gets better if you use it more. Is that possible? Maybe you learn how to, either it learns how you speak or you learn how to speak to it.
I don't know, I'm choking on cord right now.
Someone pat her on the back, quick.
Heimlich. So,
Rob is on hold.
Rob? Oh, that's where he went. I'm like, what the hell? Where the hell did Rob go?
What the fuck is that?
Stop
mean?
Poking the wrong buttons, Michael.
I didn't do anything.
That's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said.
I hung up on him.
Oh. This is live, ladies and gentlemen. Live.
I'll cut it out.
Hey, we're 21.
No, you won't.
Today.
You'll say you'll cut it out, but you totally won't.
What the heck happened?
I don't know. You were gone. You
was
were
it
on
just
hold.
Me?
Yeah, you put yourself
this
on hold.
This is unprofessional, and I can't be associated with this.
Don't you have a corn muffin to eat?
I do. I might have to put them down to go get it, because this one was left out. There's more in the fridge.
I'm only leaving in the parts where you talk with your mouth full of corn muffin.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm cool with that. I might go get another one while you guys talk about Vampire
Weekend.
Please
do. Please do.
All right, okay. What's up with Vampire Weekend?
Oh, so you guys familiar with them at all? Do you know them?
Yes.
Cool. So I went to see them the other day. It was like last Monday or something, Sunday. And, so I went to see them in the city and, I thought it was odd that they didn't have like, they didn't list like an opening band or anything. So I was like, all right. And I got there and then, I was looking stuff up and I realized that this is, so American Express is doing these, they're calling them unstaged. So like they're doing like these, taking these performances and then like live streaming them on the web. And then having them be like directed by like some, you know, famous actor or whatever, or director or whatever. So I looked it up and I found out that Steve Buscemi is directing this live stream of this concert that I'm at. So I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were streaming it, and you can actually watch the show in its entirety. And there's like, they did like skits and stuff, not during the show, but like you can watch on YouTube. It's at amexonstage.com. And he did basically like little skits with the band and stuff. Like of him like promoting the show, and it's really funny, and it's really neat. And they've done a bunch of these already, and I think they're doing more. But it's really cool, and I didn't know they were doing it. And the show was awesome, and they're really great. They have a new album coming out. It'll be out by the time this is out. It's coming out May 7th. A new album called Modern Vampires of the City. I suggest you check it out. So I heard a bunch of new music from that, which is really cool and really fun show. And the opener, so like, still didn't see an opener listed. So out walks this like rocker looking guy, and then I realize who it is. It's Fred Armisen.
What?
Fred Armisen, and he does this character called Ian Rubbish. He's like a British rock star, and I think that there was some like skit or something on SNL one time. So he just like does these. It's just him, but he's like just doing these songs as this British rock star, and like I guess the whole bit is that like all of his songs used to be like you know really like aggressive and stuff, and like he hates everyone except for Margaret Thatcher. And he loves Margaret Thatcher and thinks she's like the most wonderful woman.
Wow, that'd make him popular.
it was pretty funny, and I was like, this is such an odd show, but I loved it. Mm-hmm. So it was a really, really cool experience, and if you like Vampire Weekend, definitely check out the whole show. Yeah, online. So. And the new album comes out on the 7th, so check it out. Cool.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm still eating my corn muffin. My new corn muffin.
All right, so the last two Doctor Who's, I guess we can talk about.
Yeah, what did we see
What
last?
Were they? What was the one?
We had the Crimson Horror, which yeah. just...
the one before that was...
2012.
What was the one before that?
The one before that was Journey to the Center of the TARDIS.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, I didn't see these things. Is it getting better?
Yeah, I think so.
I would say yeah. Like, I would say yeah because we didn't use love and singing to solve everything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Or, like, very strong wording.
Yeah, yeah.
Like scolding.
Yeah. There was some timey-wimey stuff in the
I like timey-wimey stuff.
And the Victorian ahead. Crew was back, you know. Potato Head and...
Strack
and what's her name? The girl who he calls a boy all the time. But no, they're fun. I love them. The Victorian, whatever they want to be called, the trio there who hung back in Victorian times with them. They were cool. But, you know, there were some little things here and there. But, yeah, we thankfully have... Yeah, because the sub-episode was... Love saved the Earth again.
And the one before that was the same.
My God. Yeah. So I was getting a little tired of that.
Yeah, it's, like, fine for, like, an episode. But it feels like when every time he's defeating these, like, you know, really powerful enemies by, like... having someone sing to them or just, like, you know, having a strong tone with them.
Yeah. The doctor. Don't you forget. Look into your memory banks.
It just gets a little much, I guess.
Love it, though. It's fun.
It's fun. It was just – I feel like they just weren't as strong as some of the other episodes, you know?
I agree. Yeah. I thought last night was solid. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It started out a little bit, but I really liked
the beginning because it was not this doesn't really spoil anything. You don't see the doctor till partway through. It's kind of like they're doing their investigation early on.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
You get the three, you know, the three people, and they're pretty fun. So I didn't mind that.
No, but the chunk in the middle, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little slow here and there, but we didn't resort to level save the day, so that was good.
That's good.
Okay. We had actually the opposite. Diana Riggs, actually, who plays the old lady in the Crimson Horror, she was also in Game of Thrones this last week, so she plays... what the heck does she play? She plays the grandmother, a Tyrell grandmother. So, I know none of you watch Game of Thrones.
I watch Game of Thrones.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
We do.
Why do I keep forgetting these things? I need to make a list.
I don't watch it as like seriously as I used to watch it, but I still watch it.
I've had a head full of Game of Thrones, actually, because I've been listening to the third audiobook all weekend.
Mm.
And I'm just about where... I'm actually parallel now to the show.
Cool.
So I'm about to start spoiling myself.
I didn't get to watch last week yet, but I've been enjoying it. I do know that Ygritte gets naked, so that's something.
Yes, she does. I always find that kind of weird, though, because they're really together in real life, and to watch them make...
Are they really?
Yes. Oh,
that's
cool.
I like that.
Well, I don't know. It always makes me feel like I'm like peeping on people because they're not acting. They're actually really like together, but kissing each other and stuff.
Interesting.
Our entertainment.
Huh. I guess that happens a lot. Like people get close on set and then they actually date. Yeah.
Or they date for the period of the show.
Right,
like I remember that in theater a lot when we were doing a play. There was always, Romeo and Juliet always ended up together for the show, and then they weren't anymore. Theater! Everyone thinks the theater kids are nerds. Well, they're the ones having sex, just so you know.
Yep.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yep. I was a theater kid.
Yep, me too. High five!
High five.
Lots of Blizzard play.
Oh, is anyone watching Orphan Black?
Yeah, I am.
I didn't start yet. I will start, though, because I finally finished the other show I was watching.
I love... Well, I didn't watch yesterday's then. Cause
no, me either.
Aired. But I love this show.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much.
Yeah, it's so well done.
Yeah, it's... Man, she is talented, that girl. Tatiana Maslany. She, like... All these different characters, you know, the same, like they're clones, but they're different people, and she plays them way differently. And it's like, it's just, man, she's so good.
The soccer mom,
the characters are so, and they're very distinct. And I love how they, like, when they interact with each other, it's so natural. And I love, like, they'll have them, you know, a lot of them on screen at the same time. That's honestly, from a production standpoint, that's really tough to do.
Yeah.
And look so seamless, especially when you have like three at a time, you know, when they're interacting with each other and like, you know, it's not like they're like far away from each other. You know, when you have the same person like touching each other, it's weird. I mean, it's not weird. It's, you know, it's tricky to do. So, I know. And the story's fun and there's like, it just keeps you interested. I just are really, really enjoying it. And that's been kind of, you know, the one of the shows that I'm making sure to stay on top of.
Yeah.
So highly recommend Orphan Black.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to start. I'm going to start watching it soon. Cause I just finished Ripper.
Yeah. I've seen the commercials. So
the difference between the characters that the difference in their personalities is amazing. And the thing that one person's playing all of those roles, like the way she switches, even when she's in the American character and she switches to a British accent.
Right. Yeah. The one character switches accents and it's so.
Yeah. Like, she's really good.
Like I think I mentioned this before, like on the first episode, I didn't know if she was British or, you know, or not. And she's not, you know, she's Canadian.
Yeah.
And, but it's a legit accent. Even her,
Russian.
Yeah, her Russian is good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a really fun show. Yeah, totally recommend.
Watch it. Okay, is anyone seen or watching Utopia?
Nope.
Okay.
I never even heard of it.
This show is fucked up.
What is it?
If you have an opportunity to watch Utopia, watch it.
What is it on?
It is on Space here, on Space Channel. Oh, so
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you guys would have like sci-fi or something. I don't know. But if you can find Utopia, watch it. We're only 3 episodes in, but by the first episode, I was hooked. I kept thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. It's about a graphic novel called Utopia, and these people who are in an online chat group about the book. And in the pilot episode, one of them says, well, I've got the next edition of the book. And then people all around them start dying. And they plan to meet at a bar to finally meet each other after they've known each other online for all this time. They're going to meet each other, and then all the action starts to happen. And it's fantastic. It is a fucked up show. It is sick and awesome all at once.
I can't find any, like, if it's on in the U.S. at all.
Oh. Well, not in your region.
not in my region.
Anyway, yes, Utopia. If you get, like, I don't know, BitTorrent that shit. It's worth it. It's fucked up. It's a little bit slow, but there's always something happening that you have to pay attention to.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It starts out in a comic book store watch it. Yeah. Watch Utopia.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'm not watching The Following. I'm really, really behind. So
I didn't watch the last two. So maybe we can table that until we.
Yeah. Do we have finish. Any feedback?
I've watched it.
How was the?
I don't need to talk about it.
Well, how was did the you finale? Like it? How did you we'll like that? It?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I will say that. And I've been the biggest, like, what's the right word? The biggest The Following enthusiast the or cheerleader. Apologist, rather. I've been the biggest, like, The Following apologist. So I can't say if I don't know. I don't know how I feel. That's all I've got.
It left you kind of like unsure.
Very cryptic.
Did they leave it open-ended for a second season? Is that what they did?
They did.
Okay. I wonder if they didn't plan on doing that and then did because they got picked up.
I wonder if they are not making like a Heroes type of mistake.
Yeah, where they should have ended a story and started a new story kind of thing.
And they end a story, but I call bullshit on it.
Ah.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah, it wasn't satisfyingly ended.
I just call bullshit. You'll see. Perhaps when you guys talk about it, I will leave feedback in the Facebook group and you can get my opinion after everybody is caught up.
Yeah. Let's plan for the next show and like we do it in a couple weeks. So it's not too far.
Kelly Joe will be joining us.
Sweet. Yes. Awesome.
Okay. Vikings. I'm still watching Vikings. I'm still really enjoying it. I hope a few more people have picked it up because I don't want it to get canceled. Lots
I've
of hot in Manchester.
Things.
Yeah. It's it's dark. Like I said, I'm enjoying that show as much as I'm enjoying Game of Thrones. It's not on the same scope because it doesn't have like, you know, Seven Kingdoms or anything.
But it has people killing each other and taking their clothes off.
Oh, lots of fighting and lots of sex. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't have the budget, obviously, that Game of Thrones has, but pick it up if you can. Is anyone watching Community besides me anymore?
I'm still watching it, but I have not seen this past week's yet.
Okay.
This
week
and
was
that's
quite
just
good.
Because we haven't been home in days.
No, Community this week I thought was really good. It felt like an older episode, and it was kind of trippy, kind of fun, kind of nerdy goodness. Yeah, I liked it. And it's interesting to see how they deal with the whole Pierce leaving thing, because he just, like, they're not dealing with it. He's just not there.
Oh, really? He just kind of faded away, and that was it?
They keep referencing him, or they'll show, like, the back of an old man's head, like the back of a gray head. But don't ever just say, oh, he's gone, or unless
that
I missed something.
That is so weird.
Unless I missed something. But
that is really weird.
They should have just treated it like funny where they were just like, oh, this happened to him. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, just kind of like acknowledge it and just make, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of just trying to pretend like he's still there. And
I don't know. Maybe I missed something, like, but he's, yeah, they still reference him, but he's just not physically in the show. So.
I don't know. This, it's been kind of, I feel like they're kind of shaky. Like, they're kind of, you know, on shaky ground right now.
Even with, what's his, Jim Rass, is that his name? Yeah. He's doing a lot of the writing this year. And he knows the characters, and he knows the show, so, I mean,
is
I guess.
Is he doing a lot of the writing?
Yeah, I think he was doing the directing, and let me look. Okay, I'm going to look, because I'm saying stuff, but. he's been doing, I think he directed the puppet episode. Let me see.
Which a lot of people like the puppet episode.
Yeah, that was one a lot of people were popular.
How can you not like puppets?
Yeah.
Where's your puppet, BT Dubs?
Here.
Is he hiding? He's laying low.
He hasn't gotten work. He hasn't gotten a lot of work lately, so
gotta what's work him on? Out.
It's hard out there for a puppet.
it's hard, you know. It's tough being a puppet.
Okay, so they changed all of IMDb around, so I don't know how to get stuff I want anymore. Damn it.
They did change it.
Yeah, he wrote Basic Human Anatomy for Community, and I thought he had done some. He's done a shitload of writing, actually. And I thought he directed an episode or two. Well, maybe I'm wrong. No, he did. He directed that one as well. So he's only done one. Ugh. Maybe they'll let him do more. That was the. I think that was the Puppet One Basic Humanity, wasn't it? I think so.
I think you're right.
And if people liked it, well, let's let him do more.
Yes. Give the man more.
Give the man more.
Correct. Cool. Hemlock Grove. I see that's on this list next.
Have you watched it?
No, but I want to. The same as with, like, Orphan Black. I keep seeing just...
Well, Hemlock Grove is the next Netflix original.
Right, because The House of Cards was the first one.
Yeah. Actually, I think there was one before that. Was it called Lilyhammer or something?
No idea.
Little Stevie from, you know, he was on Sopranos and he's on... used to be in Bruce Springsteen's band, whatever. Stephen Van Zandt. But anyway, Hemlock Grove is kind of more of like a... I'm trying to think. Well, it's supernatural, first of all.
Ooh, okay.
It's not like constantly people changing into werewolves and stuff, although that may happen here and there.
Okay.
But like the first episode was pretty rough. The acting was like the two main guys were pretty rough the first episode.
Okay.
But I'm on the fifth one now. I just finished the fifth one this morning, and I like it a lot now. They start to focus on the one guy's sister a little bit here and there. She's part of the story. She's kind of like a Frankenstein, but she's like this incredibly sweet character that pulls you in a little bit, you know?
Okay.
And they're kind of like trying to figure out what's going on in the town. It's like this, trying to not spoil it, but.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't.
It's, you know, they're trying to figure out what's behind everything in the town. There was some murder that looked like a animal did, but was it a person? And there's all these genetic experiments going on at this place where the one rich family in town who happens to be where the Frankenstein daughter and the one main lead kid, they're part of that family. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah, it's pretty fun. There's, you know, it's obviously it's not like, I would say it's CW a little bit with nudity and cursing.
Okay.
We're down with that.
And violence.
Woo! Okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I would say the first episode's going to be rough because the acting is pretty rough in the first one.
Gotcha.
I definitely found it got better as they went along.
Cool.
So I don't know if that was just a matter of trying to figure things out or they just weren't that good at that point. Or I just like the characters better now. I think as you know the characters more, you become more okay with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay, I'm totally going to check it out. As far as... Nope, forget it. I thought I had a follow-up question, but I'm going to wait.
I'm wonder if that's just on Netflix US or if it's available.
I would think it would be available everywhere.
Yeah, because it's produced by them, right?
Yeah, so
there should be no reason.
I did check out Amazon had some of their pilots up.
Yeah,
But
I forgot all about that. Do they still have them up or no?
Yeah, some of them were like really rough, like the cartoon ones. Not rough, but I mean like rough as in they were just like
trying to make a good piece of wood out of
No, they were like images. They weren't fully animated yet or anything.
Oh, so just kind of like
The voices were all there, but it was just, you know, flipping between scenes basically.
Hmm.
Interesting. You know what I mean? Amazon original pilots. I see.
Yeah.
I did watch Zombieland.
Oh, did you check that one out?
Yeah. Because I loved the movie, so I was curious to watch it. I mean, it's weird because you're following the same characters that are obviously played by different people. So I kind of wish they just
started from scratch.
Like been in the same world. Just with new characters, you know, because they still have, like, the rules that pop up and, like, it's funny, you know, but, like, they could have done that with new characters and, like, because it would have been cool if maybe they had cameos later, you know, by some of the original cast, but they can't really do that because they're played by someone else, so.
Now the original cast would have to play different characters.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, I would have preferred if they had just done new characters in the same, you know, the same universe, but. It was okay. I mean, it's pretty good. I think I'll just, you know, watch the movie though if I want to.
I started to watch one of the kids shows that was on there. I forget which one, but I like the concept of it. It's really heavily science influenced, and like teaching kids, you know, critical thinking science wise. But it was just like I said, it was just a pretty basic pilot. Where it's, you know, but they did have a little, like a promo you could watch also.
Mm.
So that was a little better. But yeah, I mean, it's fully voiced, but you know, you're not getting a full animation or anything. I guess if they do well, they'll pick them up a little further. But I mean, that's an interesting way of putting it out rather than, you know, where you wouldn't really see that.
The whole idea is really, really cool, you know? It's like just do one episode and then whatever people like, you do.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one with there's a show with John Goodman. I'm not sure which one that is, but I think that was like one of their. Or I don't know if that was one that was part of the pilots or one that they're just doing. But something with John Goodman.
Hmm. Yeah, there was like, was there like 10 of them or something?
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome.
I mean, I think it's a good way to do it. You know, why instead of spending all that money.
Yeah, making a full season of shows or full episode.
Yeah, hoping that people like it, you know.
Yeah, I'm hoping. And it was, the one was Supernatural. Did you see that one?
No.
S-U-P-A Natural. It looks, I think it's kind of in the Archer vein, that kind of thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of cartoon.
Yeah.
So that might be cool. I don't know if that'll get picked up or not, but yeah. No, some of them were cool. Some were, you know, the shows were full shows, but the animation ones were not. So
yeah,
that made it a little tougher to watch them and get a feeling for it. But when's Arrested Development? The 26th?
Oh, May 26th. Yeah. I am doing nothing that day.
Watching the entire thing.
Yeah, like marathon the whole thing, right?
How many episodes are they doing now?
14, I think.
14 is it?
Wow. Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a whole article in Entertainment Weekly about it, and is it just me, or does Portia de Rossi look horrible?
Oh, really?
She doesn't look like she aged well.
I don't know if it was age, or like, it looks like she might have got plastic surgery, but like, it looks horrible.
Bad plastic surgery because
she,
is never good.
She was very attractive, you know. It wasn't, you know, what, how long ago was it, the show on?
Oh.
6 years ago? 7 years?
I mean,
yeah, at least.
That's, I mean, okay, everyone else looks pretty much the same. Obviously, like, the younger ones look, they're, like, older, but, like, the adults look more or less the same, and she definitely does not. She does not look good at all. Just look up a current picture of her, like, wow.
Oh, really? That bad?
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably bad plastic surgery.
That's what it seems like. I don't think she's aged. Like, I mean, 6 years isn't that much.
No, it's not really.
Yeah, and she used to be very attractive. She's no longer. She looks like super, like too skinny and like, I don't know, her face is just like, she definitely had plastic surgery in her face.
Does she have pinchy face?
Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
Huh. Yeah, I'm trying to find some. I don't see any recent pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. Do you know who she looks like? Well, in this picture anyway, where she's wearing some crazy pantsuit, she looks like Laurie Holden.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. She but Laurie Holden's hot.
She has Laurie Holden face.
But like ugly Laurie Holden.
Yeah. Yeah, she has like the same face going on.
Huh.
Which I'm guessing is because of plastic surgery. That would just be crazy, crazy guess on that.
Huh.
Yeah, but I don't get when they, you know, because then people don't look like who they were.
Exactly.
It, you know, because when you're I don't understand.
We were talking about this at work the other day. Like, certain people, like Meg Ryan, doesn't look like her anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, Demi Moore.
Still looks like Demi Moore, yeah.
She still looks like Demi Moore, and she looks great.
Yeah, it's weird. But there's some people, they just look like completely different people. And then, how can you get work when you don't even look like who you were?
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, nobody puts baby in a corner. Tell her all about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She got the nose job. And
she
then
got her nose job and killed her career.
Yeah, because you didn't know who she was anymore.
Exactly. She was in a sitcom, and it was like, is that? No. Okay.
And that wasn't until
years
later.
Knowing who she is, I still can't see her face right. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's like, not her anymore.
It's not her. It doesn't look like her. Weird.
But I think the worst is like the Botox stuff because then their faces don't move. And I'm like, oh, that's part of acting. You need your face to move.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to have expression in your face.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't move your face, what the hell is the point?
Yeah.
But I guess it's all part of the Hollywood thing, you know. Oh,
the
Hollywood.
Cat ladies. You know, they start to have so many facelifts and so many lip injections.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, where you look like Joan Rivers, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Except worse. Yeah, so there you go. All right. Shall we do Michaela's Got Questions?
Michaela's Got Questions for me.
For Colleen.
Is she
now try not to make me disappear this time, Colleen.
Are you going
to
hang up on her again?
All right.
Are we going to what, Mike?
I said, are we going to hang up on you again?
No, don't. Please. Make me cry.
You know, I remember it differently. I remember Michaela hanging up on us.
That is true. That is a good point.
It's right. Probably drunk on wine and hit the wrong button.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's true. All right. Mistakes. All right. Drunk,
hit me. Act. Let's do this.
Hit me.
Okay, let's go. Okay. Colleen, if you could be famous, would you and for what?
I would rather be rich than be famous because people are really mean to you when you're famous.
That's true.
And I think I could handle people being mean to me. I wouldn't want to be famous, but if hypothetically, if I was going to answer yes to this question, I'd like to be famous for something with writing.
Okay. What is your favorite?
Or for killing somebody. No, I'm just kidding.
For my serial murder rampage across the U.S.
Whoa.
We've been asking some ethical questions in the group, and we've got some interesting new insight into our friends. Some would commit heists, some would commit murder, just so you know. We vacation with these people. What is your favorite adult beverage?
Ooh, that's tough.
Martinis? No.
No. I have to just go with a good old glass of red wine.
Okay. What is your favorite musical?
Oh, shit. Can I give you my top five favorite musicals?
You'd have more than one.
Okay, so Les Miserables would have to be up there. Into the Woods is up there. Evita is up there. Pressure.
Any Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Oh.
Phantom.
That's my commentary on Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Tell us how you feel.
Well, I said Evita.
Yeah, no,
yeah, that's true.
Which is one of my favorites, actually. I put that on Evita to clean and sing at the top of my lungs.
Yes, me too. Somebody in the Jay and Jack Facebook group started quoting Evita the other day.
Really?
And by that, I mean yesterday, like, they started singing some of it. And I have no idea why, but I got so excited, and I was like, I can finish this verse, let's go! And then they left me hanging.
Oh, they probably didn't know anymore beyond that.
Oh, I was so sad, though. I was like, yay, Evita! But definitely those three. I really, really love a show called The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown. Is that his name? Jason Robert Brown. Robert Jason Brown. I think it's Jason Robert Brown. It's a story, and it was never on Broadway. It was off Broadway, and they had some legal issues because he kind of based it on his ex-wife. And this story is there's only two characters in the entire story. One character starts from the beginning of the story when the couple are just starting to meet for the first time, and then the other character, so that's the husband. The husband starts from the beginning of when they first met, and the wife's character starts from the day that they decide to divorce. And the characters never actually directly interact. They tell their story, the man tells his story in forward motion and the female tells her story in reverse, and they only cross in the song that is, I guess, right before the intermission would be, and it's when they're telling the story about their first when they're telling the story about how they got married.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Probably their wedding day.
So, but it is. I have to say, I just think it's so beautifully told, and
can you get the music for it?
Yeah, you can buy the music for it. It's called The Last 5 Years. I can send it to you if you want. I have the whole album. I can Dropbox it to you. It's just very beautifully told. Unfortunately, he mirrored when he – I think it opened in previews in Chicago first, and he pretty much told the story of him and his first wife.
Oh.
And she got kind of pissed. And
that's what he gets for giving her comp tickets.
Yep, and I guess she threatened to sue him, so he had to rewrite some of it very slightly. You could read, you know, the story, but it's a really cool show, and I would definitely put it in my top five, even though it's so unknown. And I realize I've been going on for 5 minutes.
No, that's why we're asking questions.
About musicals. I don't know. There's a fifth one in there. I feel pressure now. So I'll come back to me. Go.
Okay. All right. So what the next one is, what is your favorite vacation destination?
Didn't I answer this one?
I don't know. Maybe.
Howie.
You know, I got a lot of questions now, so I've got to try to keep track of who's answered what. Okay, if you've answered that one, then let's move on to the thieves at the Chatterbox app and ask some of their questions, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, what is the funniest movie you've ever seen?
The funniest movie I've ever seen?
I don't even know if I can answer that, to be honest.
I don't know if I can answer that, too, but one of my favorite comedies has been and always will be Dodgeball. I love Dodgeball. I also love Dirty Work. That's a terrible movie.
Those are the best, though.
I know, it's great. And I can watch The Hangover, the first one. I can watch that still to this day and not get bored.
Nice.
Huh.
Would you rather meet your great-grandparents or your great-grandchildren?
My great-grandchildren.
Now, this is a question we asked in the group. You people,
but.
I'm telling you. What is the one thing you would do if there were no consequences?
What is the one thing I would do if there was no consequences?
It doesn't have to be a crime. It can just be one thing you do, like eat chocolate cake all day, every day. There's no consequences.
Eat fucking pizza and garlic bread all day, every day. Kidding me? That one's a no-brainer. If I could sit on the couch and not have to work out all the time, that would be the best thing of my life and still look decent. Yeah.
So you'd give up exercise?
I don't know. It's something along those. It's something vanity, skinny, vain, eating, being lazy, blah, blah, blah.
It wouldn't be preparing a really complicated heist, even though you wouldn't be caught.
No. Nope.
Nope.
That has no interest in me. Sitting on my fat ass, that is interesting to me.
Never working again.
I have a vested interest.
That would be mine. Never working again. There'd be no consequences. My bills would always be paid. I'd always have money, but I wouldn't have to go to work.
That's true. I would love to be independently wealthy.
Yeah. That'd be mine. Would you rather sing, draw, or dance?
What was it? Sing, draw, or dance?
Yes.
Sing.
Okay. And last one. If you could change one thing about the world, what would you change?
World peace?
No.
World peace.
Podcasting peace.
Podcasting peace.
Where would the fun in that be?
Yeah, no, there's no fun in that. Fuck that shit. There is no fun in that. There's no fun when it's peaceful or it's not peaceful. So,
true.
If I do say so myself. Let me see. And I happen to have that on good authority. or do I? If I could change one thing about the world, it would have to be, how could I not go something world peace related?
Or child poverty. How about that? No? World peace? Okay.
Well, because doesn't a lot of that kind of stuff stem? Like, isn't unrest, I don't know, like, isn't sometimes poverty, like, I don't know if I'm, I don't know if I'm going to say this right.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't, like, the war-torn kind of areas.
It all trickles down, and it usually trickles down to the weakest and the poorest.
Right.
Yeah,
Thank you.
That's not a happy question to end up on. We need a different... Okay. What is your favorite color? Say it's
purple.
Yellow so we can end up on a sunny note. Purple. Okay,
and
good.
Yellow. Actually, purple and yellow are my two favorite colors.
There you go. Thank you.
Go for a walk outside now. The sunny skies know me by name. See, I'm singing and I'm ending on a happy note.
Nice.
Thank you for answering Michaela's Dot Questions.
Thank you for having me on Michaela's Dot Questions. I love it.
You have to come up with more questions because
we made it through all of them this time.
I know. I know. Well, I was hoping that we could get through them because I know Mike has to go be gluttonous.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
supersize Mike by the end of the day.
I'm gonna be like
supersize Mike. Supersize Mike. Supersize Mike.
I'm gonna be like that guy in Seven who is eating the baked beans.
Oh, gross.
Would you like a mint, sir? It's wafer thin. Fuck off. Oh, sir, but it's wafer thin. Fuck off. Sorry.
I'm still trying to think of my favorite Broadway musicals.
Oh, yeah.
Spring Awakening.
It's number one.
Fuck Spring Awakening. I saw that and I was so unimpressed. Fuck that shit. I'm sorry. I know that that's not the popular thing to say. And I love Wicked, but I would not put Wicked in my top five either. Because I know somebody's screaming, what about Wicked?
It is fun. I will say that.
It's a fun show. I love it a lot and I could sing it all day long. But I wouldn't put it in my top five. Because I happen to think that Into the Woods is far superior to Wicked. Don't you have like some kind of feedback shit to get to while I Wikipedia
stuff? Do we have
stuff?
Any feedback?
No.
Nobody ever feedbacks us anymore. I'm not
Nobody
begging
feedbacks
enough.
You? Where's Tim? Where's my fellow bride mate?
He's too busy listening to Game of Thrones.
He never feedbacks us. Are we leaving? Are we going? I hear our music.
I thought That's we were. That's why I played it.
Mike's
getting played off, guys. We're getting played
this
off.
This is like the Oscars.
Okay. You want to know where you can find us?
Don't ask me, because I'll screw it up again.
Okay.
On the Facebooks.
I'm going to tell you where you can find us. You can find us. You can send your questions, your comments, your feedback to chatter@chatterboxpodcast.com. Find us on the web at chatterboxpodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at August95.
I'm Rob Venger.
I'm Fat Red Mike.
You will be.
I'm sorry. I will be.
I'm Colleen 84. Not that anybody's asking.
Thank you so much for being with us again, Colleen, and thank you for helping us celebrate our 20th.
Happy birthday, guys! We have to do shots.
Woo!
If it wasn't, if it wasn't the morning, that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Wham.
I would. If we had done this later in the day, I would have been shit-tarded by now.
We should have done it. We should have done it after I got done.
Oh yeah, no! Because then you would be, you would have been puking, skipping the drinking part. Like,
okay.
Good time,
everybody.
We wasted that whole song.
Let me invite me back sometime. I'll be there.
Yes.
Anytime.
You can promote the bribe some more. And, that's right.
We should just have her on every week.
The bribe. This, you can do a bribe segment with
Miss Saigon. That's a good one.
I saw that one in London. That was a good one.
I love Miss Saigon. Yeah. I just got to the M's on a very, very long multi-page list on Wikipedia.
All right, so it only took two playthroughs of the song. Colleen got her fifth one. And all right, now we're done.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.